This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to review Gemini Man for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. And before we get straight into it today, a little bit of feedback on last week's review of Joker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is from Matt from Beardo Talks Film on Twitter. When Wayne starts talking about the guy farting in his screening of Joker, had me cracking up big time. Hashtag using coat as a breathing apparatus. If that sounds odd to you, well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, someone farted next to me when I was watching
Joker. We don't
need
to recap.
All right, fine.
There were no people farting next to each other in Gemini Man, however. And
ironically.
Directed by Ang Lee, produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, David Elliott, Diana Goldberg, and Dion Granger. The screenplay is by David Benioff from Game of Thrones fame.
Yes.
Billy Ray and Darren Lehnke. And Darren Lehnke had this script written about 20 years ago. It's been floating around the Hollywood system. We'll talk more about that. The cinematography is important to note. It's by Dion Beebe, and the music's by Lorne Balfay, the guy who did the Mission Impossible Fallout music last year.
Oh.
The budget, Wayne, how much do you reckon Gemini Man cost to make?
Let's see. You got Will Smith, you got Ang Lee. Action, lots of CGI. How's 200?
Not quite. $138 million to $158 million estimated cost. Its box office return, having been out for only 2 days, 15.1 million.
Whoa, that's no good.
It's not good at all. But Wayne, what is Gemini Man about?
Well, Will Smith plays Henry Brogan, who is an elite 51-year-old assassin who's ready to call it quits after completing his 72nd job. However, his retirement plans all turn to shit when he becomes the target of a mysterious operative who can seemingly predict his every move. To his horror, Brogan soon learns that the man who's trying to kill him is the Fresh Prince. A younger, faster, cloned version of himself. That's the movie.
It is the movie, Wayne. And if I may begin today
please,
by saying, here is my synopsis take on Gemini Man.
Go on.
What the hell?
Fuck off.
No.
I hate this fucking sound, you fucking fuck.
If you're not familiar, that was Will Smith.
Yes.
Himself commenting on Gemini Man directly in an interview. Having seen, no, it wasn't. It's from a different movie. But yeah, Gemini Man is a disappointment.
Tell me why you think it's a disappointment. Actually, what are your problems with it? Because
my problems are many.
Your problems are many?
But maybe I'll start with what I think is really good about the film.
Yeah, do that. Let's talk about what's good.
Visually, this film is spectacular.
Absolutely.
Yep. And that's what carries it. This is all about the technology. So Ang Lee has been experimenting with this high frame rate thing, which I had not seen ever before except once.
Neither had I.
With Peter Jackson in the first Hobbit film, he played this game of upping the frame rates as it records to make a smoother, more crystal clear film.
Yeah. Because I've never seen this technology before. By the way, everyone, we went to the cinema and it had, what's it called, 3D Plus?
Yeah, with big thanks to Natalie Cameron.
Natalie Cameron.
For got us the this, invite yeah. to the advanced screening.
Studio there.
Which was, you know, the actual night itself was excellent.
It was. It was really, really cool.
Well attended and people
massive.
Were excited and yeah, very well put together.
And then you get glasses.
Yes, it was a 3D film, 3D plus
3D
film.
3D plus, where right. what is the, do you understand the difference? Is
not
it
really.
It's higher just, frame rate?
Well, the higher frame rate is what it shot in. So this film was shot 120 frames per second rather than traditional 24.
Yeah.
And we saw it in 60 frames per second because there are no cinema screens, as far as I'm aware, in Perth.
They do the 120?
They can do the 120. Wow. And there are only about 12 or 15 in the States.
What did you think of it?
Look, the first scenes of the film, I'm
fucking
like, whoa.
Amazing, aren't they? It's amazing.
Sort of put you back in your seat a bit. I'm like, okay, this could be something special. And that's what I want to give this film credit for. Ang Lee has clearly gone, I'm going to be the next James Cameron or, you know, the James Cameron of current times.
I'm going to
put myself on the edge of technology and I'm going to put all my energy and invest it into there. And this film, it pops.
You know, I actually think the reason I don't like 3D, right, in the tank is because to me, the technology might be good and real, but to me, the screen, even a big screen, looks small and dark under in the 3D glasses. Just for me, that's how it feels. So this did that too, but the frame rate made up for it because I was like, that looks like a bit video-ish. Like, you know, it looks like it's, you know, soap opera.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, the soap opera is funny you say that. So it's often called on high-def TV screens the soap opera effect.
Right.
Or motion blur.
That's right.
Now, some people hate it. I'm one of those odd people that finds it kind of arresting, and I don't have my TV set that way, but if it falls to it, where sometimes something weird happens and it defaults to it, a lot of brands will have it set as default on, so you'll buy your new TV, you'll turn on and be like, why is this so weird looking?
Because it looks like video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this looks like, but better than that.
Yes, because the problem with the video thing is it does cheapen it a bit. I'm used to a grainy film. I'm used to jagged film like stock grains.
Yeah, even shooting digitally, that still recreates an
absolutely,
element of that.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's why it's cool. So it's it is arresting, and I will watch it, but I will find it weird. NYPD Blue looks really weird in that because the camera shakes, and it's a smooth shake. It really is off-putting.
But this is, it's such a strange looking film in that regard. But I'll tell you, when the action scenes happen, you appreciate it.
Because
Natalie Cameron came out herself, the promoter, and said, look, you will see more in this film you've ever seen. Like when a normal film stock 24 frames per second happens, they throw a fist at whatever, they move fast, the actors and their stunt doubles, and it blurs.
Yep.
Ever so noticeably, it blurs. And you can't quite see as well, not in this film. In this film, you see everything unless it's shot dark.
That's right.
Particularly this outstanding, excellent scene early in the film.
Which one?
Which was the motorbike chase scene.
Yes.
Which was, I was like, at that point, I'm going to get past the really limited trappings of this plot because this film is amazingly entertaining.
Right.
That was the highlight. And from there, it went downhill real fast and just became this very stock standard, generic action thriller, which makes sense because, as I said, it was written 20 years ago and was shopped around from director to director for a long time. And they wouldn't do it because they said the technology's not up to speed. Not the technology of shooting in high frame rates and 3D plus, but the technology of creating a younger double of the main actor. So, my question to you, what did you think of young Will Smith? How did it look to you?
All right. First of all, they sold this CGI technology as a game changer. They were like, hey, look at this stuff we're going to do here. And I thought, I think I asked Paul this. I said, oh, did Marvel outsource its de-aging technology to a different studio? Because people do that a lot, right?
Sure.
It just gets you more money. And then I'm like watching it and I'm like, no, they did not. This is not Marvel de-aging software.
You don't think it was as good?
Nowhere near as good. In fact, I think this is just motion capture. That's all they're doing here. Here's the thing. There's about one, maybe two scenes in the movie where I looked at some young Will Smith and said, that didn't look like CGI. That was good. I forgot for a second that it was young Will Smith CGI, right? Those scenes were in the dark tunnel fight shadowy scenes, right? Yeah. When towards
his stock standard daylight.
Yes, there was a stock standard daylight scene, a particular one.
At the end?
Yes, at the end.
I agree with you. That was terrible.
And I went, oh my, it was actually jarring. I was like, that looks like not even as good as a video game cutscene. It looked worse.
It looked like, or felt like.
Yeah.
And I know they don't shoot things sequentially. I know they don't shoot them like in the first scene of the film.
Oh, yeah.
But it felt like they ran out of money.
Yeah, the first thing I thought was he'd run out of money. That's it. Or this was the scene that they cut their teeth on, like the crew or something.
The
I don't know. But even then, you'd come back and fix it.
Because they're like, the film's so average, everyone checked out
by this point. Yeah, everyone's left by now. No one's watching this shit. But
I'll tell you what. Here's something, right, which I have done in the last month. I rewatched Rogue One.
Yeah.
And it has
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin, and it has Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
They are so bad. Like, Grand Moff Tarkin in particular is ratchet in that film.
Do you know what? I saw that show with the two other dudes, and we didn't think that was CGI. We actually went, oh, that guy must still be alive, and they filmed this bit. Completely not.
Have you seen it again since on high-def TV?
Actually, no. You know what? And then I did, when someone said it, I went, oh, it wasn't that good. But for some reason, I just gave into it in the cinema. I just didn't notice it at all.
But not this time. So you were saying that
the
Marvel is that much better, but the Marvel stuff is, there's very few scenes. It's not, the characters aren't in it very long. I mean, Junior, Will Smith in this film, he's the third main character in the film?
Yes, that's true. There's a lot more screen time, so it would have been a lot more expensive. But I honestly don't think it's the same technology. Like, it's not...
Look, it may not be. I'm not saying it's the same tech.
But it's wildly inferior.
I don't think it was wildly inferior.
Really?
I think at its worst it was, but at its best it was better.
No!
Yeah. Because they're shooting those things in the Marvel films, so you don't get... There's no real close-ups. There's no real, like, wham, bam, here they are. And they're very short scenes. I can sink a lot more money into
2-3
minutes than, you know, this 110-minute film, whatever Gemini Man is.
Perhaps you're right. All right, yeah. But, I mean, but the thing is, though, if you're going to sell a movie on the CGI, right, being like a game changer and this and that, and it's not, then don't do that. Like, this is not that. The end scene, which we talked about with the just Will Smith in the daylight, the young girl, I was like, it actually threw me out of the scene. I'm like, God, it looks like they're just... It looks like fucking Tron, man.
Yeah, well,
Tron
we probably shouldn't talk too much more about that because we aren't technically in the spoiler section here. But
no,
I did bring
it
up.
Yes.
I apologize for that.
Cool.
Look, let's very briefly just acknowledge the other players in this film. Would you agree that it's a very generic film? Very nothing.
Yeah, look, this
completely predictable.
Oh, the plot is literally by the numbers.
Yep.
It is like some secret agent who's really good goes after another secret agent who's really good. We've seen this a bazillion times.
The governing body has turned on them.
Exactly. So nothing new there.
since this film was written,
yeah,
we've had the Bourne films.
Yeah, of course.
Right. We've had the John Wick films.
Yes.
We've had all these other superior versions of the same idea.
Yeah.
Without the tech behind them, that this is what this whole film is about.
That's right.
If you have zero interest in sort of, ooh, what's the next cutting edge thing that maybe is coming on? This film is the next step towards not needing real actors. We're not there yet. We're probably not in our lifetimes, but we are heading in that direction.
Yeah.
So that part is really interesting to me. But the film itself, beyond the chase scene I talked about, beyond a couple of early moments where I kind of got with it, it's flat. It's really, really paint by numbers. It has logic leaps aplenty that I'll talk a little bit about in the spoilers.
Yep.
And everybody seems to be on auto cruise mode in this film, including Will Smith.
I don't
know how you leech him of his natural charisma, but this film does a pretty good job of it.
So you found him not one bit.
That's exaggeration. Yeah, not one bit.
Yeah.
I found him not enough Will Smith like.
What I thought might be an issue is that because you're spending time mostly with initially the old Will Smith, mm-hmm, or the current Will Smith. And he's playing the whole, okay, it was time to hang this up. I'm not as good anymore. I couldn't feel the shot, da, 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 all that sort of stuff, right? So he's already not Will Smith, you know what I mean? And then you see young Will Smith, and he is Will Smith, but he ain't saying shit because he's like a CGI character and he ain't got shit to say, basically.
Because he's lived a very sheltered life. He's been taught a certain set of skills.
Right.
A very particular set of skills.
And he's also like nervous around chicks. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's to make him relatable and you have to like him. Right? Because if young Will Smith was just evil, then we just know he's the bad guy.
No, and they make that very quickly.
I mean,
without getting too much into spoilers. What do you think of the other players in the film? Clive Owen, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and B.D. Wong?
Okay, so loved them. I thought that they all played really well with Will Smith. I love Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Paul is cool on her.
Yeah.
He does not...
Would you like Mary Elizabeth to win your stead?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Okay. I actually didn't see any of those, and that wasn't bad. That's pretty good. Okay, well done. I'm glad you're doing these now. Okay, so B.D. Wong has... The first time I saw him was in the IT Crowd when they were doing that.
Was that the first time?
Yeah, I'm sure, because he was in like the countdown thing.
He's such a character actor. No, lots and lots of things.
He's killed it now after like Doctor Strange and this and that. He's just funny. So I like him. Clive Owen is your typical, you know, the authority dickhead, whatever, but he did a fine job in that. That's the problem with this film, right? This is an exciting... I didn't hate this film.
No, I didn't hate it either, but I was disappointed.
Well...
I was hopeful of something more.
I found it entertaining, right? I said, okay, you know, there were no bits in the movie where I was bored, and that's very big for me, right? We saw it with Alejandro, like one of our previous co-hosts.
Yes.
And he walked out going, that was a bit average, is what he said. I went, really?
Because I got the sense he hated it.
Yeah, and I was going, look, if it weren't for the CGI, it would have been a comparably good film. I quite liked it.
Like, whoa, if it wasn't for the visual side of this, this was just presented as a typical...
Maybe not good, enjoyable.
I'd have hated it.
Really?
Other than that motorcycle chase scene.
Yeah, that was nuts. And they were really cool. Like, the bits were cool. And then, yeah, okay, we have to go to spoilers after that. But yeah.
Well, there you go. So I think you're warmer on this film than I am.
I am.
For me, it's right... It's again, middle of the ground. It's another 2019 disappointing film / wow, the top 10 of this year is going to be so poor by comparison to every other year since we've been doing this show. 2019 is going to go down in the books. I reckon it's one of the worst years in film.
Really?
Avengers Endgame aside, it's just going to be a meh year.
Okay. Let's get into spoilers.
Let's do that. Spoilers. 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 All right, Wayne, then free for all now. We can talk widely about the very predictable plot, which you will know exactly what's happening before it even begins.
Yeah.
And the very fact the film tries to wow you with the fact that the guy trying to kill him is his younger clone, when the entire marketing has been built around that, is perplexing at best.
No, I think what happened here is that you know pretty much, yes, the marketing is around that, so you know it going in. But is it like, is it such a reveal? Because I think it's more a reveal to old Will Smith than it is to us.
Yeah, but they're obscuring his face in the opening chase scene until the very point where it's like...
Because
it's
so that Will Smith, so that you can say that Will Smith had to only have the moment at the end of the chase.
Still shit.
Okay, all right. I actually do have a question. There's a scene in the movie where young Will Smith has old Will Smith in like this tunnel with water in it and shit, like a drain or something.
Catacombs,
right? Mm-hmm. And then he's being like, Mary Elizabeth Winstead's got a gun on him, and she's like, let him go or stop drowning him because he's holding him under the water. Then she fires and hits him, and he has to let go, and then he fucks off, right?
Right.
Next scene, he's got nothing wrong with him. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going on here? Did she hit him? Did she graze him? What's going on?
Pretty sure.
She hit him in the shoulder, bang. Yeah. So he was just like, what up? So what? He's some genetic shit? Or did they just fuck up with the continuity? Because he has nothing wrong with him in the next scene.
One of the many things that's wrong with this film.
Yeah, that was a big problem for me. I was sitting there going, either explain that or I'm getting pissed off, right?
I like the fact that they're on the run from the entire world and so, and they're sitting around in bathrobes in this Venice or wherever they are. Vienna. Like, what are you doing sitting? Get out of sight. You're not on a day spa, you idiots.
Yeah, I mean...
It's things like that that really undermine this movie. Like, why did no one at any point go, aren't they meant to be on the run?
But is the idea that they're in Venice and there's less technology? No, I don't know.
Because in Venice, they don't have technology.
You're right, they don't have technology in Venice. The place is sinking. Okay, yeah, no good point. I didn't think about that.
Deep as dark as jungle somewhere. Where they, you know...
Yeah, you're right. They ain't doing Amazon shit. Like...
So little bits and pieces like that. The fact that you knew exactly what was going to... You knew that Junior was going to turn against Clive Owen and join forces with them, and he did, and you knew that they would kick everyone's ass once that happened, and that's what happened, and you knew there'd be another clone. I actually expected a small army.
I didn't expect that at all, and that's this little motherfucker going busting everyone's ass like fucking Jonathan on Angel, right? It's just a small...
Obscure reference.
I know. But, and then he turns out it's an even younger Will Smith, right? And it's like, oh, big reveal. But it didn't work.
And in my head, I heard,
this is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, time.
Well, it was that it didn't, I don't know. It's almost like it's one trick too many. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, you tried this. And then it's like, oh, but you thought it was one? It's two, motherfucker. It's three, bitch. You know, like that.
And even the very end when they've got Clive Owen to rights. And Junior's going to finish him off. He's like, no, man, don't. You don't want that on you. And you knew he was going to take him and shoot him himself. I'm just like, oh.
But that's okay, though. That's okay. Like, he's like, he may as well
do something a bit more out.
Well, at least it wasn't another speech and face bang, you know.
Everything was 1997. And that's when this script was written. It's just that nobody thought to update it past the Bourne films, past the John Wick films, past the 15 other clones we've had in the last 20 years showing an agent gone rogue or being betrayed by their employers and all the rest of it.
Speaking of which, towards the end there, Clive Owen walks out to reveal himself or whatever, right? They know it's Clive Owen, and he just rolls up on all three or four of them at the end once they've killed the little clone, right?
Yep.
He just walks from around the corner, and he's got a piece. And then he starts talking about, like, you know, basically the righteous indignation of whatever he's doing, saying that, no, I did the right thing. This is a good thing.
I am going to save families.
That's right. I'm saving families. Children. It's like one guy goes down, but then I save, like, all these families.
Yep.
And then whatever. And then I'm like, Clive, just fucking shoot him from the darkness. Don't walk in there with the fucking speech.
Well, that's true. But even the whole thing which sets it off is they order this scientist killed because he's going back to Russia with his secrets of the technology which would help them also breed.
Oh, yeah. No, that was weird.
I'm like, but that's kind of very murky in the logic of Clive Owen, which is we want to replace soldiers with clones so that no one has to grieve the loss of their children anymore.
Yeah. And... Well,
you know, really? You're going to kill them off because...
No, it's that whole thing was not well thought out. No. And more importantly, by that stage, you don't give a fuck. So it's like, which is a bigger problem.
You're meant to be wowed by the tech in this film. You're meant to be wowed by what you're seeing on screen. You're meant to be wowed by how amazing Junior looks. And that only works for part of the film. I agree with you. It doesn't work all the time, the CG. And you eventually, like it does with anything, the 3D starts to look pretty normal. The first 25 minutes is like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then after that, it's like,
they got to open big.
And this is from someone who hasn't seen a film in 3D for at least 2 years.
Me
last
too.
Time that they released
more than that. Yeah, absolutely. Did you think that Ang Lee being the director, did that excite you some?
Not really.
Not really.
But it did for you because of Life of Pi.
Right. And because I just want to see beautiful things.
Which is a spectacular looking film.
Exactly, right? So then even with Alejandro, I said, you know, Ang Lee did this. He's like, really? Because we're all like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I hated the Hulk. But like everything else, you know?
Did you see Billy Lynn's Halftime Walk?
No.
Which is the first of his high frame rate experiments, which no one saw.
Really? No, I didn't. Is it good? Did you see it?
No.
Okay. It doesn't sound, what is it? Like,
it's like an Iraqi drama? War vet coming back. Yeah, drama.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
So I'm not quite sure why we're bothering with high frame rate for that. But then again, I haven't seen it, so
maybe
I have to reserve.
Action. Yeah, who
opinion.
Knows? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that was it. That's
all. Likewise, that's all I've got really to say about this film. It's, for me, it's a disappointment. I'll score it. Final thoughts, I'll score it first. Yeah. I'm giving this a flat 50.
Oh, mine's 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
About half a star more.
Yeah. I do sort of like, if you want just a mindless good time, go watch this. I've seen it done worse a lot more than this. A lot more times.
Kind of like what I've said the last couple of films we've reviewed. although nowhere near as, this is worse. This is worse than Ad Astra in a script sense. This is worse than the Joker in a script sense. On its own, yeah, this script is so boringly paint by numbers that if I was writing the script, I'd give it 1 out of 10. It's awful for a Hollywood film.
They didn't script doctor this thing a bit. Or maybe they did, but they
just it seemed to have sunk all the money into the tech side and not cared at all. Ang Lee included, not cared at all about the plot, the story, and the characters. All the characters we didn't really mention, I felt they were all flat. Not just Will Smith. I felt they were all by the numbers, boring.
I liked the white girl.
Yeah, like, of course, as we've discussed, you like Mary Elizabeth Winstead, but I think you'd agree her character is eh.
I wouldn't say she's the most exciting thing, but I liked how she so readily or easily, like, I don't know, just worked with Will Smith, and like she's giving him signs and stuff because she's got a mic bugged up. Okay, fine. Is it Benioff? Benioff wrote this?
Yeah.
So he wrote it 20 years ago.
No. It was the other guy, Dan, whatever it was.
Yeah, okay.
They came in and did rewrites more recently. And
oh,
this
so
is
they
the
did
best
do it. This is
what,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Gemini Man is going to be a flop. I'm confidently predicting this is not going to be promoting the use of this technology going forward because studios will just go, it's not worth the investment. Not unless we have a much better story than the one that they were presented with here.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's our thoughts on Gemini Man. You can hit us up with your reactions to our reviews on Twitter at The Countdown PC via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. If you like the old school way of doing things,
old school.
You can find us on Podbean where we host all our episodes, and you can like and follow the show there, and indeed on our Australian network that we are a proud part of, Comic Confidential Radio, ccradio.com.au.
CC.
That is it from us today. Do check out the other shows, by the way, on CC Radio, including Comic Confidential, which finishes like next week.
Next week.
And that is it. Thanks so much for joining us for this yet another 2019 film. Hopefully we'll have something better for you before the end of the year, because dear God, does 2019 need it?
We'll endeavor.
Well, and here's what I have to say to 2019. Ang Lee and Will Smith.
Thrill me.
That's the soundboard. I'm Paul.
I'm Wayne.
We'll catch you next week.
Yeah. I'm glad that one was short at least.